2 weeks ago, since I was last here, since I was gone last week, and the day before that horrific event had occurred here in America, and I didn't speak to it that very next day, and I'd like to for just a moment this morning, and that was the shootings in Arizona. You know me enough to know that I often have comments on those, and I think that something that's related to that event in Arizona is very relevant to our confession of sin this morning. You see, when we're attacked by evil, we see that it comes primarily from three sources that overlap with each other. They are the world, this fallen system, and Scripture speaks of love not the world. And secondly, we find that the attacks often come from the flesh, the old nature, the fallen man that still creeps his head oftentimes up in our lives. The third one is the one that we often neglect and forget about. 1 Peter says, humble yourselves before God, that he may exalt you at the right time, casting your anxiety upon him. And then he adds in verse 8 of chapter 5, be of sober spirit, be on the alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls about like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Well, in the news, when it came to that shooting, there were several things that you heard a great deal about. One, that we had a madman. One, that he was crazy. One, that he was just purely evil. What nobody said is what is really true, and that is this. You had a man who was demon-possessed. If you look at pictures of the man, if you hear the things that he said and did, if you see that he was involved in the occult, that he was into Satan worship, that he denied the existence of God, that he was into very active drug practices that were incorporated in all of that, and then you look at the face of the man and all you can see is pure evil. And what you see is what is often denied in our culture, and that is the reality of the devil, the reality of Satan, the reality of an evil existence around us that the world forgets to talk about, forgets to think about, and Christians often are naive in terms of thinking that it's real, but it's not real. Well, Satan is real. And when we harden our hearts against God, we open our lives to the evil one. And the thing that keeps us most soft to God is our confessing of sin, our acknowledging of our evil, acknowledging of the wrongs that we do. I don't know about you, but I wronged God this week. I've wronged him the week before, and I unfortunately will probably wrong him this week. But I know most of all that I need to confess my sins to keep my heart soft before him so that I don't give the devil an opening. My life is God's. Your life is God's. Don't give the devil an opening. And one of the ways you close the door to the effects of the evil one upon you is by confessing your sin. So this morning, take seriously the confession of sin, for it keeps your heart soft before God, and it causes the evil one to flee. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you protect us, that our lives are in your hand. Lord, this morning we confess our sins, that we have wronged you, that we have done very specific things this week that have hurt you, that have been acts of rebellion, and we confess them and acknowledge them now before you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have forgiven us, that you protect us from the darts and fires of the evil one, that you give us hearts that have turned from stone to flesh. Lord, keep our hearts soft. May we see the evil in our lives, acknowledge it, and move past it by embracing your forgiveness, Lord. We live in a society of evil, Lord. We confess that evil. And we pray your grace upon us. Bless us today, Lord Jesus, and keep our hearts very, very soft before you. In the name of Christ Jesus, our King, our Master, and our Lord, in whose name we pray. Amen.